watch it. You know about you Louisiana fellas, you know. I go for you. And he goes for the door. Now, there's two nice-looking fellas out there, and I thought they were following me. I don't know if they was or not. We was all walking too fast. Finally, I turned around, and I said to one of them, I said, didn't you kind of give me a funny look? He said, lady, you've got a funny look, but I didn't give it to you. One fella said I looked like I'd washed my face real good and forgot to iron it. It's the reason it worries me when folks take pictures, you know. And I appreciate the fact that they come up with a camera every once in a while and take a picture, but it won't be no good. Last time I had a picture took, I said to the photographer, that picture don't do me justice. He said, lady, you don't need justice, you need mercy. But what really hurt my feelings, see, folks have been nice enough to come up and speak to me since I've been here tonight, because I've been here several times before. And one fella come up and he said, you know, I believe you've gained a little weight since the last time I seen you. I said, why, what are you talking about? I just lost 5 pounds. He said, turn around, I think I found them. I was over in Hawaii here a while back, and we went over on one of them jet airplanes. Now, I fly them things in them things because I have to keep the schedule, but they fly too fast for me. Boy, you get on one of them jet airplanes, and before you can say you haven't, you have. Don't ever start nothing on one of them things you can't finish in a hurry. Oh. But it's like the first time Uncle Nabob ever rid an elevator. We got on there, and they jammed the door shut, and we shot right straight up, and fell around the elevator, seen Uncle Nabob look kind of pale. He said, what's the matter, Pop? Did it scare you? Uncle Nabob said, no, I always wear my pants down around my ankles this way. I wasn't that bad off, but I was close to it, I'll tell you. But we got over there in Hawaii, and everybody was nice to us. You know, the ladies over there, they wear these muumuus, you know. These dresses that have got a kind of a yoke here, and then they just hang right straight down. I put on one of them things, and I look like a mama kangaroo with everybody home. Well, it's pitiful. It really is, you know. I found out how you dance the hula. Every day, you know, these girls are dancing hula dances, you know. Oh, these fellas back here, y'all like that? Well, I didn't know about it at first. I seen one girl over there, she's dancing that hula. I didn't know whether she's dancing or whether she had a bad cold and was trying to shake it off. But I found out how you dance that, and I've been practicing back at home. Seemed like to me the way you dance the hula, you tie a bunch of hay around your waist and a bunch of oats around your neck and then just rotate the crops. That's kind of like the way you dance that twist, you know. Now, I tried that one time, but I quit. Oh, I found places to hurt on me I never knowed I had. I was like Rod Brasfield. I couldn't stand up, sit down, stoop over, or squat. Oh, it'd like to kill me. I'm too old for that there kind of carrying on, I reckon. I tried it one time. I was out on the Ernie Ford show, and I've been on there just recently. Several folks said they seen the show, and I appreciated the fact that they said they got a kick out of me and old Ern. We have a good time out there. But three of them girls that works with him got me a date with one of them California fellas. He is cute. He was eligible. He was breathing. Well, they got to be alive, or I won't go out with them. I'm hard to please, boy. But he was thin, as the thinnest fella I ever seen. If he hadn't had Adam's apple, he wouldn't have had no shape at all. But them three girls that got me a date with him, you know, they went out all different places with their fellas, and I went out with him, and we made it up. We was going to tell one another how many times we got kissed the night before, but how many times we said the word morning when we said good morning, and wouldn't nobody know what we was talking about, and it'd be just a secret twixt us girls. So the first girl come in the next morning, and she said, good morning this morning. See, she got kissed twice. And the second girl come in, and she said, good morning this morning, pretty morning this morning. And the third girl, woo! She come in there and she said, good morning this morning, pretty morning this morning, pretty morning in the morning, this morning, be a pretty morning in the morning, just made me sick. And then I come in, you know what I said? Howdy! Law, I ain't been kissed in so long, I forgot whether it's done by drawing in your breath or blowing it out. They say kissing spreads germs. I sure have spent a lot of healthy evenings in my life. We had a party the other night at Grinder's Switch, and some old girl, I don't know who she was, she kept on hollering, "Let's play kissing game! Let's play kissing game!" She hollered that all during the party. My throat was so sore the next day, I couldn't hardly speak about it. They drawed a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.34. Well, I'm going to sing a song now. If these handsome fellas back of me, give me a chart. I'm going to dedicate this to some friends of mine that live here in Shreveport, but they once lived in Nashville in Grinder's Switch. But I'd like to dedicate this also to the many friends that are listening in on your Louisiana hayride. It's a real pleasure to be down here. I love Louisiana. I wasn't born here, but if it ever happens again, I'm going to see it happens right here. Let's go, fellas. Columbus, I can't lose. Well,